You had a radio station, and you had a child, and you were running the radio station on the air almost 24 hours a day and raising a child at the radio station.
And didn't realize until I was someplace one day and was introduced as homeless because I was living in the radio station.
Wow.
But it didn't equate, you know, to me as being homeless. But I guess when you sleep in a sleeping bag on the floor of a business, that would really,
that was your
pretty
home.
Much qualify, right, Sybil, as homeless.
Okay, take us back. Take us back. How you got the vision and how you had faith in what you were going to do and put it all on the line.
Well, number one, since I was 8 years old, I wanted to be on the radio. You know, grew up in the public housing of Omaha, Nebraska. One bathroom, 7 people in the house, and I'd lock myself in the bathroom, look in the mirror with my toothbrush, and I would do commercials and news. Mm-hmm. And I would get beat almost every morning before I went to school because I never came out of that bathroom until my show was over. Okay, all right. I didn't care. I knew what was waiting for me on the other side of the door. I was working on my future. And then had the opportunity in 1978, the FCC enacted a policy called the distress sale, where if a facility was in trouble, if they discounted it by 33 1/3% and sold it to a person of color, they could keep their license as opposed to losing it. This was the Dr. Benjamin Hooks initiative,
mm-hmm.
and this policy made a big difference. It opened the door for black folks to own their own radio stations, and it was such a blessing because the first station that came up under the distress policy was WOL in Washington, D.C., and, you know, to put together the package was quite a challenge because I had 30 days to raise $100,000, and I love to tell this part of the story because Peaches and Herb had this big hit, 2 big hits, Take a Groove Thing and Reunited. Herb Fame had grown up with my husband, Dewey Hughes, at the time. Dewey Hughes was my husband at the time, having grown up at the time. He came running into our apartment waving an $850,000 check, which was his royalty. And I said,
Peaches and Herb.
Yeah, Peaches and Herb fame of Peaches and Herb. And I was like, Herb, can you loan me $100,000 for 30 days so I can put down the down payment on this radio station? And I think he was so, he was so euphoric at the time. He said, yes. And okay, without even thinking, he gave me $100,000, loaned me $100,000 out of that check. My loan came through in 3 weeks and I paid it back. And I said, Herb, let me give you a percentage of my company because you made the deal. I wouldn't have gotten it without you. He said, no, I'm just relieved. I got my $100,000 back.
Wow. Okay,
and he says, the dumbest thing he ever did in his life. He was so relieved. He said, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what made me say yes. I said, God made you say yes.
And now Radio One is public.
Yeah,
and
right,
it's worth,
exactly.
It's worth how much money?
Oh, about $3 billion.
With a B. With a B. Oh, Herb is kicking himself and the peaches right now.
Right, exactly.
Kicking himself and the peaches.
Radio One is not worth $3 billion.
He's kicking himself and the peaches.
And what percentage were you offering him?
10%.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I would have given him 10%. I was so thankful. You know, but the reason, you know, the value is what it is because, you know, thanks to you and Hercules and David Cantor, Reach Media is part of Radio One. TV One is part of Radio One. Radio One now is not just a radio company. You know, it's an interactive company. We have these satellite companies all under the umbrella. But anyway, got the station. My marriage broke up. And I lost my home, lost my car, lost everything, but I was determined not to lose this opportunity to be a black owner of a radio station. So I moved into the station and slept on the floor and washed up in the public bathroom. And
where was Alfred? And how Alfred was he, how was he then?
Alfred was a freshman in college at UCLA. The thing, Dewey Hughes was my husband, and he is the only father that Alfred has ever known, although he was his stepfather. When the marriage broke up and Dewey decided to move to California, he took Alfred with him and put him in UCLA.
Wow.
And now Alfred is?
is the president and CEO with an MBA from Wharton. Okay. But, you know, I Dewey and I have remained close friends all of these years, and I just thank him because I could not have kept that station alive. I could not have had my child sleeping in a sleeping bag on the floor. And so the fact that, you know, Dewey was gracious enough to take him. And it's interesting. I was just talking about this the other day with Roland Martin on News One Now. People told me I was crazy because I wanted to do a talk format, and WOL had historically been a music station. And they told me, you know, you're embarrassing black folks doing a talk station. They can't talk. And I had delegations of black intelligentsia coming to me telling me this wasn't a great idea. And I told Roland, it's interesting because now they're all telling folks, you know, I was the one that encouraged Kathy.
Yeah, isn't that the way it always is?
And probably a little known black history fact, Ms. Hughes, is that you got a word in edgewise with Roland.
Amen to that. I got this long text from a viewer who said, could you come on at least once a week? Okay, because we got to hear somebody else's opinion.
Well, we love hearing your
congratulations,
story.
Congratulations, Ms.
A. Tremendous oh legacy. Thank you so much.
We love you. We love you. We love you. Congratulations. And the Living Legends Foundation Award is this weekend. Congratulations,
Thank
Ms. A.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We love you back.
I'm glad to be a part of the family.
Thank you. Me too. Glad to have you. Bye-bye.